This is your Words of Hope for August 6, 2020. In today's devotional, we consider the fact that Jesus was more than a good man who did good things, but the source of all life and creation. And we realize that nothing anyone can do or say can stop the saving work of Jesus Christ. The title of today's devotional is All Creation and was written by Scott Jose. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Colossians. We're going to read chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. With today's verses, Paul began one of the most breathtaking portions of the whole Bible. In fact, Colossians 1:15 to 20 constitutes one long sentence in the original Greek. Paul is nearly breathless here. It's like he could not get the words out fast enough as he issued one giant gush of enthusiasm for who Jesus Christ really was. And who is he really? Just a carpenter's son from a backwater town called Nazareth? Just someone who late in life turned into a rabbi with a gift for telling good stories? No. He is the preeminent one over all creation. When Genesis tells us that God said, "Let there be light," it turns out it was the Son of God, whom we now know as Jesus, who was doing the talking. He created all things. They were created by him and for him. Jesus really is the King of creation. What's more, he created not just the stuff you can see around you, chickadees and sunflowers and the Pacific Ocean. He created all the invisible spiritual realities too. Everything, the whole shebang from A to Z, came from Jesus. Paul wrote this not too many years after the Romans had, quite literally, crossed Jesus out one Friday afternoon. But the Romans could not stop Jesus, not if he was the one who created all that exists. This is the Savior who had saved the Colossians. For Paul, that was a source of endless delight. And it still is. When you pray today, praise God for the Son's marvelous gift of all creation. My prayer for you is that you will go outside and marvel in what God has made. Today's devotional was written by Scott Jose. I'm your host, Adam Navis, and I also produce today's show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. And please, join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.